sour news in the housing sector. Home prices fall again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Putnam Investments, recognizing the value of financial advice since 1937. Putnam Investments, a world of investing.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A survey out today says the nation's housing market is still in the tank. Real estate website Zillow.com reports home values just keep on falling, down between the last quarter of 2010 and the first quarter of this year, and all told, down for 57 months straight. Stan Humphries is chief economist with Zillow.com, and he's with us now to talk about the results of this new report. Morning, Stan.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing well. Break down some of the numbers for us. How did they look?
In terms of the overall housing market nationally, home values fell 3% in the first quarter alone, which our previous forecast for home value declines in 2011 was that home values would decline 5 to 7%. So losing 3% in the first 3 months is not a great way to start out the year. And actually, that had led us now to revise our expectations for home value declines in 2011 up to 7 to 9% for the calendar year.
We had this first-time home buyer's tax credit of $8,000. I remember that. It ended last summer. How has the ending of that program played into these numbers?
Well, it's had probably a pretty large impact, particularly in the latter half of 2010, where the tax credit was essentially shifting demand around within the year, so essentially stealing demand from future months into the nearer months. And once that tax credit came off, there was a payback pretty commensurate with the actual boosting in sales that we saw during the time when the tax credit was in effect.
I noticed there are some cities in California where home prices have appreciated, have gotten better. What's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, there were actually about five markets, mostly in Southern California, that saw pretty positive trends in 2009-2010. And those markets included L.A., San Francisco, San Jose, San Diego, and Ventura metros. But that, again, slipped away in the third quarter of last year once those tax credits came off.
Do you think, Stan, government intervention will help bring demand back?
No, I think at this point, the market's getting back to a normal equilibrium on their own of supply and demand is what we need. I think the lessons of the tax credit are that we can be quite successful in moving demand around within the year, but we are less successful in changing the overall trajectory of where home prices are going to go.
Any hope, do you think, on the horizon?
Well, I think if there's any hope, we do have a modestly improving picture on the employment front. So improving employment is going to help the housing market because people who are feeling more secure in their jobs and improving consumer confidence is going to help get people off the fence and help people feel better about the housing market.
Stan Humphries, chief economist with Zillow.com. Stan, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, more than a quarter of a percent. The NASDAQ and the S&P up about a quarter of a percent. The Dow up 32 points at 12,670. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, NHTSA as we know it, has taken a step closer to forcing Ford to recall more than 2.5 million F-150 pickup trucks. There's a potential problem with the fuel tank that could lead to fire. Online professional and social network LinkedIn says it should raise close to $3 billion in a stock offering soon.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
If you believe what some billboards or TV shows or even radio shows tell you, Judgment Day is near. There are a bunch of billboards here in L.A. advertising May 21st will be the day, as in a week from Saturday. There's the much-publicized Mayan calendar, which believers say ends on December 21st, 2012. And then there are places those believers say people will be safe, like an area of southern France. And as reporter Christopher Worth says, the locals there are getting ready for an influx of visitors.
The tiny, picturesque village of Bouguerache takes its name from the giant, flat-topped mountain that towers above it. Population here is just 189 people. Dominique Lemans is one of them. As he throws feed out for his chickens, he says peculiar things happen here.
I see on the sky strange light.
Lamont's described a light zigzagging across the sky.
And I'm sure it's not plane, it's not Airbus or Boeing or helicopter.
Whatever it was, alleged sightings like this are becoming more common. The village has become a magnet for New Age belief groups who predict the world is going to end next year on December 21st. Some convinced the mountain will be a landing site for UFOs rescuing people from the mayhem. The mayor, Jean-Pierre Delorde, says he's seen websites imploring people to go to Bougarache.
My concerns are simple. We can't accommodate people arriving here en masse. It would disrupt the tranquility of the town.
But even the mayor admits those newcomers could be a boost for Bougarache's economy. The local B&B is getting calls about booking rooms for the apocalypse, and others have begun moving to the area to start businesses.
Okay. I will try without.
People like Odile Masounad, who goes by her spiritual name, Amkara. No, that's not a UFO. Amkara specializes in sound massage, so I gave it a go.
Christopher is in harmony.
She places a big metal bowl over my head and begins ringing it with a mallet.
Now you let the energy coming up.
Omkara plans to open a spiritual center here for therapies like this.
People are coming here from all over the world, but here they are very afraid of all these people coming like this.
So afraid, the mayor says he may decide to block off the roads leading into the village next year. In Bougarache, France, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, George Washington, of course, helped found our nation, but he was also a big-time brewmaster. The New York Public Library has the handwritten recipe for beer and is teaming up with a brewer to recreate Washington's beer. The brew won't be sold commercially, but it will be offered at a couple of big shindigs in New York. For more authenticity, of course, you'll need to down the beer with a powdered wig and wooden teeth. That beer recipe, by the way, is at marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. On Twitter, by the way, at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Technology is one of the heroes of the Middle East revolutions, but this hero also has a tragic flaw, because it can help the bad guys as much as it helps the good ones.
Essentially, a lot of countries in the Middle East and Asia like to monitor all data in and outbound from their borders.
I'm Tess Vigeland, a double-edged social media sword. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.